I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. After the Second World War, the United States occupied Japan. General Douglas MacArthur was in charge, and on his staff was a young woman, 22 years old. Her name, Beate Sirota. Beate Sirota had grown up in Japan in the 1930s. She was the daughter of two Russian pianists. Her father was the master pianist, Leo Sirota. And it's thanks to Beate that we can now listen to this. This is a 1941 recording of traditional Japanese music. It's a part of a rare set of recordings given to Beate Sirota Gordon back in 1946 during the U.S. occupation of Japan. The recordings are now out on CD for the first time. Ms. Gordon is still remembered in Japan for something else, though, her role in helping to write the country's post-war constitution. We're going to hear more about that from the now 87-year-old Gordon in a moment. First, we asked her about these newly released recordings. So when you hear this, what picture of Japan does that bring to your mind?
What it brings back to my mind is going to a studio and sitting there. I was about 6 years old at the time, and seeing this blind master play this wonderful three-stringed instrument out of which some sounds came that I had never heard before.
So you weren't there when this recording was made, but this is the kind of music that you grew up hearing when you were in Japan as a little girl.
That's right.
And what year was that?
That was in, please don't faint, 1930.
And that particular recording was made in 1941. Can you describe Japan of that time? I mean, you were very young, but you basically had your formative years there. And
Yes, I did.
Amazing memories of exactly what life was like there. Describe
it. Well, life in Japan was very, very pleasant because children were the sort of center of attention. Everything was done for children, and I was something very special for them because they had barely ever seen a foreign child before. I had dark hair, but my hair was curly, and that was a sensation in Japan. And shortly thereafter, they started getting permanent waves and so on. But at the time, you know, if I walked on the street, people would stop and look at me.
You remember that?
I remember that very well.
You noticed something else, though, that stuck with you in terms of women and women's place in society at the time in Japan.
Oh, yes. I saw that the mother was completely under the domination of her husband. He decided everything, and she only was active in the household.
What else do you remember?
I remember very well going for a walk with the family, and the husband would walk in front, and the wife would walk three or four steps behind him. And women, we really had very little freedom. They couldn't have jobs particularly. Some of them who, let's say, played an instrument or danced, they could teach at home. But they did not have any outside jobs.
So we're going to fast forward a little bit. You eventually go to school back in America. You come to Mills College in Oakland, California, all women's school. And Pearl Harbor takes place. World War II has broken out. And how did you come to work under General MacArthur?
Well, when the war ended, I wanted desperately to go back to Japan because I hadn't seen my parents all the time the war was on. So I thought I could just go. And I went to Washington and I asked and I was told, well, it's an occupied country. You can't just go there. You can only go if you are somehow attached to the army. I said, okay, I know Japanese, and I lived in Japan for 10 years, and I know the situation of women very well. And they said, say no more, you're hired. And when it came to the time when a new Japanese democratic constitution had to be written, he asked General Whitney to have his staff write the constitution. And the two men looked at me, and one of them said, well, we certainly can't write this as a committee. There isn't enough time. It's only 7 days we have. So we'll have to divide the work. And you're a woman. And I said, yes, I'm a woman. And he said, so why don't you write the women's rights of the Constitution? And I said, oh, I would be delighted. I'd love to write the women's rights.
And they survive to this day, as does the Japanese Constitution. He also said to you, look, you've given Japanese women more rights than in the American Constitution. To which you said, well, that's not hard, because the women are not sufficiently represented in the American Constitution, as you said.
And the word woman isn't even mentioned in the American Constitution.
So we should say now, 70 years later, you are a Japanese icon, and you have been for some time. There's a Byatte Appreciation Society. We know that you're the topic of a manga cartoon. There have been
and
movies.
Also a film.
Yes, the film.
Several films.
Yeah,
yes.
One of them, Byatte's Gift.
The gift
being women's rights clause in the new Japanese Constitution. Do you hear from Japanese women today who want to?
Yes, I do. I just got about 50 fan letters from a student group which had been studying the Constitution and had come across the women's rights. And they wrote me notes. I get this every year. I have hundreds of such letters.
What do they say?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity that we now have in that we can marry whomever we want and that we can have jobs and travel abroad at our own pace and leisure and are not being told everything by our parents or our husbands.
Well, that's the gift that they say that you gave to Japanese girls and women. And
yes.
Now you're passing on a different gift from Japan's own history, and that's these recordings that have been in your possession for more than 60 years now.
That's right.
As we close out, I wonder if there's a particular recording that you'd like us to play, Byatte, and tell us as a whole what these mean to you, the passing on of them, what they mean to you.
Well, I'd like to hear Kanda Matsuri, because that is a festival. That's festival music. And I remember dancing to such music a lot at the festivals that they constantly gave in Japan.
Well, it's really nice to talk to you, Byatte Sirota-Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You can read portions of the 1947 Japanese Constitution that Byatte Sirota-Gordon helped write. They're at theworld.org. We've also got links to some of the historic recordings that she helped preserve. Again, you can find it all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.